If I were to ask you what your philosophy of life or your creed, what would that be?
Have a good time all the time.
A podcast has changed my life.
Shine, it's lovely to meet you.
Yes, nice to be back.
Come on, sit down, tuck in.
This is not funny!
I'm addicted to the vape, baby. What's the game I came up with? VATPA. VTPA game. Vape the pain away, baby.
Does that work? Vape on Mental Health Awareness Day.
Yeah,
as well.
Exactly. This is the new.
I think today is a bit VTPA. Very terrific people around. Thank you. It's a pleasure to have you here, mate. I'm overjoyed.
I also like, it's like, mate, it's not a bloody vape podcast, but we're just cracking beers.
It's
a bloody beer podcast.
It is a beer podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a beer podcast, not a vape podcast.
If there's any women listening, turn it off now. This episode is strictly for the boys.
Absolutely. Cut
on mental
that out.
Health day.
I want women to be listening.
I'd also, any women listening, please don't listen to that. I think women love beers just as much as the
women do love beers.
I would also like to say that was just a joke. If there are any women listening, please follow my Instagram, Dave A. Woodhead. Now,
what, you've recently changed your handle?
I've changed. This is actually,
so not only have you changed it, but also you've clearly done this bit before where you plug your Insta and you went for the old one, and they're like, oh no, I need to update that. Actually,
I will tell you, this is very true. I've only recently changed my Insta to Dave A. Woodhead.
Okay.
This is the weirdest fear. I was scared of being another Dave in comedy.
How many Daves? Oh, there are
Dave
a few,
Hughes,
actually. Yeah.
Dave Thornton, Dave, Dave O'Neill. Mm. It's much all great. But it's just, I feel like it's kind of like what a Karen is. Mm. It's like, oh, well, you're another Dave
totally.
Comedian.
What an insult. You're a Dave comedian.
Yeah.
Although they're all good acts.
They're all fantastic. Nothing against.
I mean, it's a whole channel over in the UK.
Comedian.
But it's also like in America. I think Australia is the Daves and America is the Jimmies. Yeah. Oh, you fucking late show host. Jimmy.
There's a lot of Jays. Can I say, and I'm not getting my back up here and I'm not being defensive and I respect what you're saying, but I feel like the Toms have a bit of a run at the comedy name thing. Your Tom Gleason's, your Tommy
true.
Littles.
That's very
Tom
true.
Ballard. Freshman, Tom Ballard. There's got to be another
Tommy
one.
Tommy Fuckhead.
Tommy
Pistain?
That's a character I do in the bedroom. I don't know how you know about that, mate.
Don't you know? Have you seen Tommy Pistain at the store? He comes on pants. He comes on stage and he goes, "Look, everyone, please refrain from looking at my pants." Huge piss stain. It goes off every time.
Okay,
you can't,
so I feel like
you got to shit yourself to follow
yeah,
it.
Exactly.
I feel like this character is kind of from the Daves trying to shit on the Toms, but that actually sounds very funny. Sounds like it'd be hilarious.
Tommy piss stain.
So.
Now this is a comedy show, like a roast battle, but the Daves versus the Toms.
It's not bad.
It'd be pretty good.
Mm.
Wasn't there some Edinburgh show where they book people with the same first name?
Ooh.
I think. They do like a Tom night and a Dave night and stuff.
Oh, that would actually be very confronting.
It would be.
You know, especially if you get the lineup and you... Mm. Okay, so of course... Okay, if you do the Dave lineup, you know...
Who's closing? Hughesy.
Hughesy's closing. I'm opening.
Sure.
Like, okay, so let's pretend it's the four. I'm sure I'm missing a Dave, but let's pretend it's Thornton, Hughesy, O'Neill, me.
Mm.
You have to open.
Mate.
Yeah, no, exactly.
You're in.
I'm
you're lucky to be involved.
No,
I'm lucky to be in the conversation of the day.
I reckon O'Neill hosts.
That's what
and
I was
then Thorno middles, Hughesy closes.
And you know what? Can I say this? Fucking great show.
It's a hell of a show. Yeah.
Hell of a show.
I don't know. I think you crumble. I think you're a bit nervous.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm backstage going, oh, I have a big crowd tonight. And they're like,
what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Is it like you've never done a Dave show before, mate? It's always like this.
I remember my first
Guys,
Dave show.
I've got some big news.
We've
got Dave Callan.
Oh!
We've got David Quirk.
Oh
my God, this is a red
I'm still
show.
Opening.
No, Quirk's not opening.
Yeah.
David Schmeet.
Oh, Schmeet,
He's hosting.
Schmeet hosts. It's a gala now. The Dave gala.
Oh my God.
Anyone else?
No, Dave O'Doherty, he...
David O'Leary.
If we go international, we're going to be here all fucking while, mate.
It's like, I reckon Chappelle might get a spot.
Imagine Hughesy. Imagine
Hughesy's closing. Chappelle's like, I don't mean to offend anyone here, but...
imagine Hughesy, like, going up to the booker, like, politicking his way to get still close, even though Chappelle's there.
It's like, oh, Chappelle, he'll be running gear. It'll be, like, too political, you know? It's like, let me get up. I've got some catchphrases.
It's an Australian crowd, mate.
He comes up and goes, listen, mate, I've got a problem. That Chappelle can't, all right? I'm about to throw some sticks and stones at his fucking head.
Forget about Dave Chappelle. Let's get me and my Chappelle gear. Dave Williams?
Dave Williams, another great comedian.
I know we're just talking.
David Rose,
yeah, I know. He was on radio the other day.
Adam Hills, just chuck him in.
Not a lot of women on this show.
No. I mean,
and that's going to be the downfall of the Dave show.
Well, but is this because I think that does exist. That is a thing in Edinburgh where they book people according to their name. And now you mentioned the thing, because it is a thing in comedy circles, like more efforts in putting not only gender, but racially diverse lineups.
And you have a problem with that.
Oh, I think that's disgraceful. But it sounds like a bit of a loophole of how to get around it. Yeah. Just call it a Dave show. What a fun...
Like the booker who's so against booking women
or
anything. It's just like, no, well, they're all Daves.
I book Dave shows.
Exactly. I treat women like I treat guys called Jeff. They're not welcome.
I know that we are on some hot ribs here. I actually have to go piss.
Already? The podcast is just... How many minutes are we in? Like 8 minutes in. Less, I reckon.
Oh, eight. Absolutely less.
How long have we done?
Mate, there's no world where we're done. So I think you need to.
I reckon we're done. Tom and I are going to take it from here.
This has been amazing.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you, boys.
Anything you want to plug?
You've already plugged your fucking Insta.
I'm going to go plug the fucking toilet in my shit. No. No, but where is the toilet?
Can't go to the toilet. This is unheard of. You're actually not allowed to go to the toilet right now.
This is like
how bad do you need to go?
Like a bit.
He wouldn't have mentioned it if it wasn't serious.
Like if this was like because I know it's super early. If we were like. That's kind of why the problem is. It's like either go now.
I reckon you've got to go. Yeah, totally. Go now and get it over and done with.
I think as soon as I felt like pissing is when I said Tommy piss stain. And I was like, oh, that sounds good.
Can I record you? Can I talk? I'll go record you on my phone in the toilet talking to you and then we'll splice it into the podcast.
That's not bad.
So it feels kind of seamless.
Okay, let's do that. Hang on. So let's need to start recording.
I'm
going to
start recording very soon. Hang on. Voice memos. Okay. Oh, we're on. Okay, let's go. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
I'll show you where the toilet is. Do you want to come, Tom?
Oh, we're on. Yeah, okay, let's go. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
I'll show you where the toilet is. Do you want to come, Tom?
Sure. Yeah, come for a walk. I'll bring the beers.
If he was lying and he doesn't need to shit, this is his worst nightmare.
Yeah.
So we'll just come.
Come watch me have a shit.
Also, it's a pretty bad situation for anyone listening that has to listen to Woodhead do a shit.
Yeah.
Do we keep that in?
Maybe
not.
No,
that's women's, mate. That's the
This is for this is for the Daves.
Oh, beautiful.
Through here.
There we go.
What do you think? Yep, we're just.
Awesome. Well, I mean, this is
a. I am in stage fright. So I'm not.
No, you.
I'm going into this. I might still get stage fright though. I'm getting recorded.
You are getting recorded. I mean... What did you do today, Woodhead?
Well, I've been drinking beer since like 3 days.
Can I ask you a question that which we've argued about like on the podcast before? How do you feel about pissing?
I can't hear you over my piss. Can you come closer?
Yes.
Okay.
He's like that.
Makes sense as well.
It's so funny to be like, oh, I might get stage fright, then you just hear like a high pressure hose going off.
That's not stage fright. Man, ready to open the big day show. How do you feel about leaving the door open in the cubicle?
Obviously
not in this instance.
The door's well closed, yeah.
It's closed, it's locked.
No, but morally.
Oh, morally.
In general, if you're using the bathroom, a bathroom cubicle,
this
is number one.
So I think if you piss in the stall with the door open.
Yes.
I think. That's the classic telltale sign that you're like a fake tough guy.
Oh, wow.
Because you're not going to piss the urinal.
Yeah.
But you're going to act like, I don't care who's this. You do.
Yeah.
You do. Yeah. But it's...
I think that's why I do it.
Because do you do it?
I do it. Yeah, I'm the one who was like kind of pro. And I think that's right. I think I'm feeling a bit maybe embarrassed about not having used the urinal.
Yeah.
Not all the time, but sometimes that's probably what you've opted for. But you still want to show a bit of recklessness. So it's like... Oh, yeah.
Bit of Dyson in there.
You know, in these unprecedented times, you have to wash hands.
Yeah.
You have to
dry. You were real good then. That looks like a nice amount of time.
How long were we recording? 2 minutes 40 here.
2:43. So if you add that to the 8 minutes we've already done, we're getting close to the end now.
You know what's actually... you can probably cut this part out. A touring podcast. It's like you're walking around the street.
Sure. So you're basically what we just did without the piss.
you get rid of the piss. All right, I'm turning this off.
Oh, yeah.
You feel better now?
I'm going to go take a shit now.
Oh, it is actually the biggest relief.
And after, yeah, I feel good now.
It does feel good, doesn't it, when you really need to wee and you wee.
I do it too much.
You hold off.
No, as in I, before I watch a film or anything, even if I don't need to go, I'll go just to like get myself like absolutely sorted, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's a hard thing when you're standing there and you're like, I know I need to do this, but I can't. Like if you can't push it
down. Oh, P-shine it. Yeah, I can't do it. If I have to go, if I've got it. Like I can't be like, I can't do that and do a tactical.
You can't even get it going.
It's got to be, it's just got to be the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus.
But I can hold it for a while.
I mean, clearly. Do you know? I mean, someone was telling me this, that I think the longer you wait in general, the kind of your bladder actually adapts. So if you're going to, if you're doing what I'm doing too much, your bladder actually literally gets smaller, which is annoying. Then you just need to piss
a little. Do you know what's hard is that like I was when Thursday night I had done a gig and I was walking through like Surrey Hills or whatever and I really need to do a wee. And it's really hard to zip into a pub now and do a wee because you've got to do the QR code.
Yeah.
And even if you're like, I just want to go into a wee. And then... Pubs aren't that keen on you just popping in and doing a wee, or a shop isn't that keen on you doing it.
Yeah. Oh, I think they'd not only be not keen, I think they'd be very much against it.
Well, that's what I think. Phil, COVID has really highlighted the lack of public toilets. There's just not that many around. We need the door ones just on busy streets.
Yeah.
Totally. Or like places like a Macca's or somewhere that's a bit more, like a few more of those where you can just wander in, but not into.
You ever been into any of these Macca's that have a locked door? Locked bathroom.
Oh, and they're locked. I mean, train stations often locked as well. Then you have to go beg, please.
Yeah.
What kind of a McDonald's locks its doors?
Oh, fucking uptight cunts. You know, like, and that's the problem.
Interesting.
It's like, where do you get off being McDonald's and thinking, well, only our customers can piss here?
Yeah.
Exactly.
They're trying to keep people out.
You're selling McNuggets. It's like, I'm trying to drop a nugget.
Yeah. And it's like, all right, I guess sometimes. Nice, Tom.
What did you say? You're selling McNuggets. I'm trying to drop a nugget.
I like that.
You're selling McNuggets. I'm trying to drop a nugget.
Yeah, there we go.
You're talking about Big Macs. I'm going to take a big shit.
Yeah.
I mean, I would think Thomas is better.
Look, I thought this is, we all riff. We all kind of support each other.
Oh, no, yeah. It's
on mental, World Mental Health Day, you're going to tell me McNuggets.
Are you saying it's world? It's a
World Mental Health Day today, yeah.
So like 2 weeks after Are You Okay Day?
Yeah, I know. I reckon if they focused, they should focus less on organising days for themselves and more on their mental health.
I think next week is seriously stop asking me, I'm fine day.
Actually, ironically, this has started contributing to my lack of mental health day. Are they different organisations? Are You Okay? And
must
then this?
Be, I think.
So they're like fighting for the winner of like who becomes the big
I asked my
day.
Housemate, a Movember ambassador, about it, and he said that, they're different. Are You Okay is its own startup.
We should start our own day.
We totally shouldn't. Yeah. Just be called Check In With Dave Day or something.
Yeah, it's specific to...
Just like a day... Because Daves are known to be really depressed, mentally unwell people.
Totally. Particularly after they've bombed in front of their heroes.
And they have to open...
Their namesakes.
They have to open this show. Yeah.
Exactly. They ruin the show for everyone else.
You don't know depression until you've gone on stage and Husey has said, what the fuck was that?
Have I told you?
Husey loses it for the first time in 10 years. And it was at me.
I did once during Melbourne Comedy Festival, there was a kids show broadcast. It was like on ABC. And the point, very bad kind of like point of a TV show was like they'll get comedians that don't do kids comedy and get them to do kids comedy and film it, right? And they asked me to do it and I was like, okay. And I was on with Husey. And I was like, this is going to be crazy. Hughes are doing kids' comedy. And I did my set, went like pretty bad. I would say really bad.
Almost. What did you talk about?
I tried to talk about like poo and wee.
Oh, classic.
But I forgot that they were so young and I would be like,
that
I
is
asked
so
them a question,
kind of like adolescent and like kind of pathetic to be joking about like wee and stuff.
But they were young. They were younger than I even thought. Yeah. I got told they were going to be 9 to 11.
For the record, I was joking because that's all we've done on this podcast. So
oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry.
I was just like, yeah, maybe that's
you're like,
I went
I'm sorry.
Wrong.
Yeah, I should have done a better job.
I'm still trying to analyze the, yeah, the gig.
I was kidding.
But I was like, who has anyone ever like wagged school and like everyone just like put their hand, like people put their hand up and like
how
it
old
wasn't,
did you say they were? 8.
They were probably like 8. Yeah.
The wagging. Who's wagging oldest school at 8?
Well, maybe they were trying to be cool, but they were also not in chairs. They were just on the ground. I couldn't get a grip on them. They were like rolling over each other and stuff.
Well, don't
like
touch them.
Anyway, and then
stay away. So surely that was the rules.
Little, so have you pissed yourself yet?
That is what I remember looking back on, like in high school, when you were so young, like 8. Any time in primary school, to be honest, if you did wag school and like were quite naughty and kind of were smart about it, you could probably get away with anything at that age because you're like under the radar.
It's the charm. It's also the charm.
But also, yeah, no one would. You're too cute.
Your eyes
it's the cuteness charm.
And it's also the thing, like, I think when you're, like, quote unquote, like a bad kid, like you're a bad boy or a bad girl.
I think that's Shakespeare, that quote.
When you're, what was the quote?
Bad kid.
Bad kid.
No, he did the bad boys, what you gonna do?
Yeah.
That was Shakespeare. What you gonna do when they come for you? That was Shakespeare. That was Bill.
Yeah, they stole that in that film.
Also, if you're wagging at like 7 or 8, it's like, where do you go?
Yeah.
Everyone's gonna be like, where should you have someone looking after you? Yeah. You can't just go pop into a cafe for 6 hours.
No, I can't. There'd be no one else to hang out with. I feel like maybe the internet cafe. That's where I used to go when I wagged school.
But how old were you?
Oh, yeah, not 8. 18.
18?
Yeah.
And you'd go to the internet cafe
and play Counter-Strike.
No, I mean, don't look at me.
So I suppose they were playing.
You've
Farm
asked this
Bill
line of questioning.
Yeah.
You like, need to follow this through. Don't bring it into me for help.
You're a podcaster. You're his co-host.
Man, I'm disgusting. I'm letting you fish it out.
Wait, so you're 18 and you've got proof of ID?
You're telling me.
you've got proof of ID.
What do you think he's going to do? Go to the pub or go to the strip?
Yeah,
well,
if he's fucking 18, ditching school,
maybe
he could go to the pub.
Maybe he wanted to play Counter-Strike.
Yeah, I don't think... I mean, yeah, some of my friends wouldn't have been 18. And I think that was the issue. And also, yeah, it was during the day.
Strippers are your friends?
Strippers are my friends.
You could go to the strippers.
Man, I couldn't do it. When I was 18, the thought of just going and drinking in a pub when I was 18 would only have happened at night. The idea of being in there during the day.
During the day?
Like, too much. Now it's like, of course, I'm out the front at 11 waiting for it to open.
Absolutely.
But like,
I couldn't even handle the strippers in GTA, let alone real ones.
And you don't go to school, so you're a dumb cunt in the strip club. You're 18. You did lose your fucking mind.
Yeah.
Oh, and they'd swindle you so hard. Like, if you're dumb, 18, on a Wednesday afternoon, they can clock you
in your school uniform.
In your school uniform. You know, you've flipped your shirt inside out to try and trick them.
Trick them what?
You know when, like,
you
flip it on either side?
Yeah. Like the truancy officers.
Yeah, I don't know. Cause did you guys have the whole thing of, like, if you're in school uniform during school hours, we will not serve you, like the shops?
Any shop?
Oh no, I have heard of that. But it's just
this might have been a bit of a bit of a time gap.
Maybe
this was definitely like around when I was in.
So why?
But
would,
also,
why
you
would
you're there? From like a smaller like same with me. I grew up in a small town. That was definitely a thing because there was only a few schools people knew. But if you grew up in the city, like if you're in Sydney, that could never happen. Or Melbourne or something.
Yeah, in Darwin, like it was like a lot of like. Establishments would have to no school, no service.
Fair
like,
enough.
Why?
You can't give a beer to someone in a school uniform.
But alcohol places or anywhere?
Not even, just anywhere. Like if
a fish and chip shop.
Yeah,
because if you ditch school,
ridiculous.
8 to 8:30, 2:30.
What about after school? You want some chips on the way home?
Fine, yeah.
Oh, so it's within school hours.
It's just like...
No, we don't serve truants.
Yeah, because it's like, we know you're wagging. So don't try and get a fucking... couple of prawns.
Oh, that's a good kind of community coming together to stop people from wagging.
That's the least of Darwin's
issues.
What
if you had a sniffle?
Well, this is what you do is that you flip the shirt.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. You flip the shirt.
That doesn't seem like enough.
Well,
I can bring another shirt.
You
got a backpack there. A lot of room.
You can't buy
backpack.
Any.
Have you met people who run...
they won't serve you best and less.
Classic catch 22. The other catch 22 is that I'm still 22 and I'm at high school. and they just caught me. So I was trying to fuck those kids. That was actually the beginning of the saying, Catch 22.
Not a Shakespeare. Invented by Shakespeare.
Bad boys, can they come for you? The ultimate bad boys, pedophiles. Yeah.
The baddest of boys.
The baddest of boys.
Manly bad boys, boys 4 is fucking insane.
It's a bad one.
Bad boys for life.
Bad boys not... doing life. Anyway,
so I'm doing this gig, right?
Can I have another beer?
Oh, yeah, sure, man. Yeah. Do you want... I bought some other ones, but finish these ones.
Look, first. I won't say the... Because Triple J, I can't say the branding.
You're not allowed to say any branding ever.
No, you can. I
thought that was real lapsed now, because you can talk about Instagram and like...
Yeah, well, that's... I think because what the... And I generally do want to hear the end of this, Hughesy.
Oh, we've got... unless you need to wee again.
We're, we're not up any time constraints, unless you got something else
I think it's kind of like just because of how the world is now. Mm. Is that things are... Like, you know, if you need to get anywhere... It used to be taxis, but now it's like, oh, we can Uber there. Like, brands are now becoming adjectives.
Yes.
Totally. You know what I'm saying? Like let's Google it.
Mm, totally.
Yeah, Google's, of course you're allowed to say it. Like, let's Google it.
Yeah, I was on YouTube the other day. What are you going to say? Because I reckon if you were, like, you know, early Triple J, like, not early, but like 2008, when the shit was just kind of coming in, I reckon they were probably really strict about YouTube. Like, you can't say, I was YouTubing this. You have to say, I was on a video web video platform and found this video of a baby chewing a finger. And it was the funniest fucking shit.
Yeah.
His name was Charlie.
But you still, now you couldn't be like, I was drinking a Dare Ice coffee this morning.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, if you can switch it and it sounds normal. So you can be like, if you're like, I was at the shops. You don't have to say, I was at Woolworths.
Can I say something which is just like an interesting legal nugget of information? So Google and YouTube, those are all trademarks that are probably registered by those organizations that own them, which means they have like exclusive use over them. But if they become adjectives that the community starts using just real casual, then they no longer have exclusive use of them. And it fucks it, like they can't sue people for using it. So Google actually... maybe like 10 years ago or something, they had a big campaign where they were like, don't use the word Google descriptively. Please don't use it as a verb because it fucks up our like trademark rights over it. And it was like on Google, I don't know if you remember, there were little things being like, don't use it, you know, descriptively.
Wow.
Just don't like describe Bing as Googling it as well.
Yeah.
So kind of that makes sense in Triple J's ethos because by using it like that, you're actually fucking over these brands.
And
you're
kind of... And that's what we really need to look out for. That's Triple J's number one priority. Make sure Google's okay.
Yeah.
No, but by using it, you're fucking them over.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But
so
I don't think they want to fuck. They don't want to fuck it. They're not like anti-corporation.
The machine. Yes, they are. Government versus privatised.
I mean, you work at the ABC. You might know the inside goss.
I haven't heard anything. This is my views.
We all do a little something in that. Big corporation.
Oh, dude, I'm filling in for Hobber for a week.
Are you?
Yeah. Do you have any goss on Hing? I want to prank Hing for the, like, do a big prank on Hing for the week.
I don't. This is the problem. I'm actually, my big campaign is to try and cancel him.
Sure. I'd love to try to cancel him.
And he has nothing to be canceled because he's like the sweetest boy who is so, you know, focused on not being canceled.
Yeah.
Like, and that's, you can stress
him
out.
Which is sus.
Which is, that's what I've said to him.
Mm.
Like, he says,
he's
I
so
make,
sus.
Because that was a big thing where I was like, I will cancel you, like, for something. I'll catch you slipping.
Yeah.
And the one thing I did kind of get him for is,
good to take down.
I did, and it was a big trick.
He sexually assaulted this girl.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Jordan's like, what's a funny prank I can do in the office? She's like, I want to destroy his life. And I'm actually in the middle of that as we speak.
So, look, what I did to him, this is crook, is that, so, all right. For people who may not know, I'm Indigenous, Torres Strait Islander. And I started saying a rumor that Hing wouldn't do a welcome to country.
In what context? He
would never do a welcome
like
to
it's
country.
Just
he refuses.
He refuses. He and I
in any situation.
Can I say that's a very good one?
And,
to
but
get someone
this is such a ridiculous one.
This is where it gets probably what you guys don't know. Is that I would sell people, and so it sounds bad.
But isn't he not meant to?
So this is the thing. He goes, what are you talking about? I never said I wouldn't. And I goes, are you telling me, Michael Hing, are you telling me you would never do a welcome to country? He goes, I do a welcome to country. I'm going to say, you're not allowed to.
How dare you?
Did you do this on radio?
I did this off, but like in front of the whole office, I was like, you know, like, you have to do acknowledgement to country, you piece of shit. Oh, he got fucking bamboozled that day.
Oh, that's so good. Really,
that is.
I got asked to do one once at like a comedy festival awards night. I was hosting, or the awards, and they were like, "Can you get up and do an acknowledgement to country?" And Steph Tisdale was there, and I was like, I don't know if I want to. And then I asked Steph, and she was just like, she's like, yeah, I'll just fucking do it. Like, I'm going to do it. Like, I don't want to do it at all. Just because, like, the comedy festival were like, you've got to do this. And I was like, yeah, but I was like, there's got to be someone better than me to do it, I think. Anyway.
To acknowledge that country.
Yeah, I mean, surely it's like I could do an acknowledgement.
Well, you don't want to acknowledge?
No, I wanted to acknowledge, but maybe there was someone.
I mean, he couldn't be more stepping into the same.
But she could do a. Yeah, I'm just.
It'd be funny if, like, Steph was getting offered and you just piped up going, excuse me.
Yeah. Pipe down, Steph. Yeah. I've got something to say. Anyway, so I'm doing this show with Husey, right? Yeah. I go and do very badly. They were kind of like crawling over each other, no laughs, like, and it all went to air. You can still find it somewhere online. Really bad. Then Soren went after me, a good friend, Soren Jaima. We should get him on this podcast, Paul. Yeah,
that's a good thing to hear when you're the guest.
What?
Oh, we should get some other cunt while in the middle of the episode.
No, you know what? Who we should get? David Woodhead.
We should get David Woodhead. Maybe we should get, you know, David Woodhead at his best, because he's not killing it today. He's having an off day.
We'll definitely get you back in.
We'll
mate.
Get you back, dude. When you haven't had a few beers and you've got an empty bladder, that's when we're going to get you back.
Let's just say you were the only one pissing yourself, mate.
Anyway, so Seren goes up and is doing, I mean, as bad as I am, probably. Mm. Like, doesn't do very... And, like, it's kids. You just can't do well.
Do you remember what he was talking about, like, topic-wise?
No, he was doing... Because Seren used to have heaps of one-liners. And he's still kind of... Now he kind of does, like, big bits and stuff. But he used to just kind of only do one-liners. Mm. And so he went into the joke book doing...
Yeah,
like,
the trouble with those, a lot of them, pretty clever.
Yeah. He's, like, a very smart accountant.
Well,
finance
this is the thing.
Guy.
You don't... Yeah. It's difficult to get into the head of a child.
Like, we'd all love to. If we like could, how, it would make things so much easier.
It's hard to get head from a child. Delete that.
Delete it.
Delete it.
Cut point here.
Any girls still listening, please erase that from your memory.
I'm trying to give head to girls.
Not girls, women of over 8. Okay, let's start.
When it comes on the podcast, it does a piss, we record him weeing, and then he's like, yeah, I want to fuck some kids.
Bad Boys 5. Featuring David Woodhead.
Yeah, emphasis on the boys.
I can't even remember the point of me telling this. Husey, oh, no, it was good. Husey, you were saying it'd be funny if Husey was trying to, like, was trying to convince you. Anyway, he's like, if he was like, get me on, I'll be good. Anyway, so that's what happened. So Soren is on. And I was said to Husey, I was just like, why are you here? Mm. Like, you don't need to do this, man, at all. Mm. And he said that he was in the ABC and he was like, the ABC haven't put me on anything for years. So he's like, I just said, what do you got? And they said, we've got a kids comedy show. And he said, I'll do it. Like,
right. Yeah, it's a pride.
So he's on.
Pride.
So we're just sitting there watching Soren and, like, Soren doing as bad as I am, just bombing. I mean, I hope Soren doesn't mind me saying that he was bombing, but, like, we both were
bombing. To 8-year-olds means you're cool.
Yeah, you know, surely. Right. Yeah.
If it was like, and Soren was killing, I'd be like, ooh,
yeah, it's like
my respect is dropped from
him.
He's
great.
A great comedian. Why would he?
Yeah.
Did you just say Instagram instead of Soren?
No. Oh, I hope not.
It's like Yanni Laurel. Yeah. Because I heard Instagram.
Did I say Instagram?
This is like this.
I heard Instagram. Oh, I think instead of Soren, you said Instagram.
Roller, but this is like.
You're like, on Triple J, we can say brands. Yeah. And they've kind of become descriptive. Like my mate Instagram, for example.
This is like.
Obsessed. You change your handle, and all of a sudden, everything's Instagram.
Season 4 Search Party. Have you watched it?
Oh, no, I haven't.
Oh, okay. In the courtroom, there's a very similar thing.
Oh, right.
And they have if you've seen it, you would really, really dig that reference, yeah, I think.
Totally. And if you haven't, it would be quite boring to you and kind of meaningless.
Yeah. And, you know, and not to go back to Dave Woodhead's edit point, but edit AP gets one.
Who edits this podcast?
Yeah, Tom.
Yeah. Well, none of this so far is coming out.
Yeah. I think this might just be the piss part.
So do you just want that to keep that in?
Just go like, hey, Dave came through.
Just 10 of those.
So funny if all we upload is Woodhead pissing.
You're like, oh, yeah, can't wait till it comes out. And you listen. It's just that. And just 40 minutes of us calling you a fuckhead.
Anyway, so Seren's bombing, and I'm just sitting there with Husey. Husey turns to me, and he's like red on his face. He's freaking out, and he's pacing, because he's pretty nervous to do comedy to kids as well.
Yeah.
And he looks at me, and he shakes his head, and he's like, he's flatlining. He goes, he's dying. And then he turns to the producer and he goes, he's flatlining. Get me up there. Get me up there right now.
Oh, my God. He wants to
get
up.
He was like, get me up there. He's flatlining. Get me up there. And the producer's like, I mean, let him keep going.
We're not going and dragging the guy
off.
We're
not going to like.
Get so Instagram the fuck out of there.
Exactly. I never did like Instagram Live. We need to Instagram reel him in.
You can tell later on the Instagram story.
And then so Seren then did, he admittedly Seren got off pretty quick. And then Husey got up and killed. Absolutely destroyed. He
doing
did,
what?
The kids knew who he was.
Oh, there we go. So
he walked out and they were all like,
it's like a fun big character.
Dave, you, they were like, Dave, you, it's the most famous Dave. Like, oh, yeah. Love this guy. And then he did some old jokes and just like they love.
For sure. I love people that take, because I think comedy, I think we can all agree, is quite a silly industry. It's like by definition.
Very silly.
And
we're silly guys.
To some degree, you have to take it a bit seriously, you know, but like people sometimes take it a bit too seriously. And I think an example would be using like a medical term, flatlining, about a children's performance.
That is
like he's a doctor.
He's flatlining.
I've never heard that, and I still haven't heard it since. Yeah. People often say dying. I often say, and I like to tell other people when someone's dying. I like to walk into the green room and be like, they are dying up there.
Mm-hmm. But you know what's gonna, you know, another great thing you can say is if someone's bombing, but then they get a little bit of a laugh.
Mm.
It goes, oh, he's got a pulse.
Oh, that's good.
That's linked to the flatlining thing. Yeah, but I don't mind that.
I think, I mean, we should listen to our, you know, the Godfather comedy debuts. I'm going to bring back flatlining.
Flatlining's not
he
too
is
bad.
The Godfather. I was thinking about this the other day. If there was anyone that you could get to be your mentor in Australian comedy, it would have to be him.
Dude, I mean,
He works harder than anyone. He makes more money than anyone.
I mean,
you'd want him around.
I feel like he'd be busy. I think he'd blow off your mentor coffees.
But he might do it if you were like, I've got a camera crew with me.
Sure. Okay, you turn it into a... Do you have a mentor?
Merrick Watts.
You have a, okay, yeah.
SAS Merrick Watts.
Totally.
Yes. Merrick took me under my wing. He's my Vox Pops mentor.
Totally.
He's my Live Cross TV mentor.
Yes.
Stand up, maybe I don't have a mentor. No one wants me.
What about you, Woodhead?
Oh, well, just to go back from the Husey part, was that a big, like, a, you know, one thing I was like, this is amazing, when Dave Hughes gave me a follow. Like on Instagram. I was like, this is amazing.
Of course, yeah.
Now like I went back, he's following 7,000 people.
He loves
to
follow,
he's throwing them out like it's there's no tomorrow.
He followed me on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I'm like, sick. And I think he follows 250,000 people or something.
He followed all the kids after the show.
Bad Boys 7.
But I remember that there was a... Because I was like, now I was thinking, oh, he followed me. But I remember we had a message. Like, I remember there was an exchange on Instagram. Like, we chatted to
each other. Oh, you guys did.
Yeah, and I thought it was this big thing. But then
when? Like, how many years ago?
Well, this is last year. So,
right.
10th of September.
Mm.
You know, day before tragedy.
What?
I don't know, 11th, September 11th. I don't know, I'm just throwing stuff at the wall.
No, man, it's fine. That's what this is all about.
I think I agree. That was a tragedy.
So,
put Woodhead's comment.
Yeah, exactly. It happened in 2001, dude. The anniversary is actually a beautiful day to reflect on those that died.
So I tagged him in a poster. And it was like, you know, because I was doing the easy comedy.
Now, that's not a, that's a good gig. That
yeah.
One.
And it was a hot lineup. So we had Koshin, Ben Koshin, MC'ing.
Just go through
the lineup of
who was doing sound, man?
A show you were doing on September 10th.
Okay, who else
Beck
is on?
Charwood was on.
I mean, this is why they say never forget. He hasn't even forgotten the lineup.
You never forget the lineup.
So we got Koshin, Charwood, you.
Celia Piccola.
Oh, hello.
And then Husey headlining. But so we took a photo together with a, there was a bike there.
Oh, right.
Okay, nice, yeah.
And Husey... Oh, no. So Husey posted the photo, so all the whole lineup, and I shared it and was like, honored to be on the God's Instagram feed.
Totally, yeah.
And I tagged him. And then I thought we had a chat after that. No, he just said nice. And then I liked it.
He just wrote nice.
And you'd
filed that in your mind as we have a vibe chat. Totally.
It's just him going nice.
He's the king.
I've never had even that. You know what I mean? That's pretty good.
Have you met him?
I've met him, and the interaction I had with Husey, I don't know if you remember around when COVID, you know, COVID-19, another tragedy. What do I think of it?
I'm beginning to think this whole dilemma is a bit of a pandemic.
Oh, you think it's a crazy catastrophe?
I
think it's good.
Yeah, you think it's good?
I like it.
I like it.
I feel like it's all a bit stressful, but at the beginning of it, particularly maybe the most uncertain period, and a lot of people were kind of connecting with their friends online due to the lockdown restrictions.
Mm.
And there was a brief period where the app House Party was huge. I don't know if you remember House. Did you ever get House Party?
No, my sister was.
But you, I feel like you would have been all over House Party.
No, I wasn't.
Did you sense that it was not going to last?
You would be there. These young Triple J kids would want a house party.
Well, maybe the other hosts are having house parties.
They might be house partying, yeah.
Do you feel an obligation to be with it?
That's good. That's not bad, Tom. Tom, that's why you're in that chair. That's why you're hosting. Questions like that.
I think that the only obligation I feel is to know what's kind of have a bit of a more of a knowledge of what's happening in music.
Music only.
I think, yeah, because I'm a music, the lunch show is a music heavy show.
Totally.
It's perfect because like they've literally told me like, they're like, this show is, so you have, I'll do a quick like, breakfast, the whole point of breakfast is now entertaining, but the whole
thing is that,
and you have to know exactly what's happening on that day. That's why in breakfast, every half hour, they do a news slot.
We had the girls on this podcast.
Yeah. Sally and Erica. And they do a tremendous job.
Terrific.
Entertaining. You know, they freaking, they know how to
have He's got the fingers chat. Out. He I just put it at one, he said, entertaining. Number two.
You know what they are, Woodhead? They're a class act.
They're a fucking class act.
They are a class act.
And then you have Mornings with Lucy Smith.
Yep.
And that whole show is now being built because it was hosted by Zan Rowe. Linda Mariano. The whole show now is built as a very music knowledge show.
Okay.
So, like, if you want to know about the new bands and, like, really get in-depth with, like, in-depth music conversation.
Sure.
So Lucy,
that's the one you listen to.
Yeah, and Lucy knows everything about, like, new... Like, she knows all the story. Like, you pull up the band, Lucy can tell you, you know, where they're playing, like, what they're doing, what their releases are. Lunch
Lunch is a show for people with weak bladders.
Yeah, there's a lot of music playing. I would do more talk breaks, but you know, I gotta be somewhere.
Lunch is fucking the show before Drive. Literally what it is.
So like, that's all they said to you. They're like, mate, it's the show before the bigger show.
Yeah, it's like all you have to do. You don't really need to know. If you can throw a fact in, hey.
Sure.
Congratulations.
But you're doing a bit of riffing in there.
Oh, I'll chuck a riff in.
But then also, I feel like my question wasn't so much about what you have to say on air, because I'm familiar with the lunch segment, vaguely. I've listened to you on there. I think you're doing a good job. It's like you're playing fun music. It's a radio station. That's kind of the point of most of it. You know, there might be a bit more chat in other segments or whatever. But I'm talking just out there in the world. I remember being like maybe 18, 17, going to gigs and seeing Triple J people there that I recognized and thinking like, oh, that's the guy from Triple J or whatever.
Yeah.
And I think, I did expect them to be kind of like culturally knowledgeable or something. I expected them to be a bit cool, maybe. I feel like there's just expectations
I think
socially.
That's gone out the window.
I think everyone definitely is like a... I think everyone's cool at the station. But it's like in real life, really, they're not. Like, I mean, I don't think I'm cool. Like, it's not like a cool...
No, but do you feel an obligation to people...
To be cool.
To be something now.
I feel like, do you have an obligation to kind of be in the zeitgeist of the demographic that listen to the radio station, which is what you probably should.
The one thing
you need to know about.
You need to know what a drip check is.
Yeah, the one thing I feel like I always have is that right now I'm in demo.
Yeah, you're just 22. So you're just living an authentic life.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, well...
And if you haven't heard of something, you get to be like, mate, what,
who's
going to
tell me that I don't, like...
I am the guy.
Yeah, it's like, everything I'd like is in demo. Even if I
exactly, because you are in demo, where no one else on the station is actually technically in their demo.
Totally. They're all 40, is that right?
Yeah, yeah. Everyone's 60.
Like, yeah, Hobbit's 62, I think.
He looks great.
He told me the other day he's just holding out for the pension.
Exactly.
See, everyone's talking about how great the ABC superannuation is. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, you know what superannuation is.
Too many syllables
Michael,
in that word.
Michael Ng is about to say the welcome to country. Lewis Hobb is about to say goodbye. The old fuck.
I'm going to get in trouble for this.
How about
no,
this?
You no, won't, no, no, you
Here's
won't.
Another question for you, because I was hanging out with you three nights ago.
I heard you guys had a big night.
We had a big night.
We had some beers, and at some point, I heard someone say something along the line, basically alluded to your success of being on a radio station in a not a disparaging way, but a bit of a, like, felt like a bit of a dig, maybe a bit of a jealous dig.
Who was this?
I'm not saying another who comedian? It was. Yeah, I don't think it was, like, malicious or anything.
Was it you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
Do
know.
You forgive me?
That's a big question. I do forgive you, Cash.
But is that happening? Is that something you have to
deal
with?
Yeah, have you felt any jealousy? Because, I mean, at 22 to host a national radio show, I mean, I don't want to blow your boots up. Is that a thing? Or just...
Blow your boots? I don't know if it is, but that should be one.
I don't want to... Yeah, blow your boots up. But I mean, like, it's a pretty cool thing, to be honest. Really cool thing. You should be very chuffed about it.
Yeah, what I feel like... I was actually just talking about this today with another...
podcast.
I'm seeing another podcast.
Come on. Come on, mate. Don't say that to us.
Jesus.
We can't handle that.
You got Saren on the phone?
G'day, mate. Is that Instagram?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I'll tag you. Come in.
Yeah, tag him in your run.
I'm adding you, bro. I think because it's just all what Australia is. Like, fucking, like, not a tall poppy syndrome, but it's not that I'm sitting here like I'm the biggest tall poppy. I think,
you're pretty tall.
Like, you're taller tall. Than us, dude. And we're not that short.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Look, I'm a tall boy, but it's kind of a thing of, like, I always think also is, like, I just think, like, it's cool that I'm doing lunch. Like, I really enjoy what I'm doing. But if someone throws, like, a little, like, you know, does a little dig or something, like, blah, 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 like, you know, make a joke about Triple J, like, you lefty, freaking whatever. Yeah. I'm like, it's cool because it's usually also, it's like, I mean, it's comics fucking, like, I would do the same thing. Like, if anyone else...
Yeah.
You like, are right. People would do that.
And so I don't.
It's
really...
also just something to say.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of digs or just negative things or anything anyone says is just because they can't think of anything to say.
Yeah. And it's like also, it's like some people who, you know, might not know, you know, like we just see each other at gigs. We don't really have a relationship. You know.
And they don't want to come in and gush and just be like, man, well done on the.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, that's like that's awkward for everyone.
Yeah. Mm. And it's always the thing. It's kind of like if. Not to compare. It's kind of like if you show up with a new haircut.
Sure.
It's like, new haircut. It's
yeah.
like, drop Triple J. And I'm like, it's cool. Yeah, it is cool.
I think that's a good example of just a normal way to deal with it, to be honest. Yeah. What you just described. Like, good stuff. And then stop talking about it and don't...
What is?
They'll be like, oh my God.
No, but what is really weird, it's, and I don't mind, I've met people who are coming up in radio.
What do you mean, like coming up in radio?
Well,
like trying to get
radio specific.
And this sounds very, you know, naive of me.
Mm.
Is that the scene we have in comedy? There is a whole separate scene for radio people.
Totally,
man. I've met a few people in this scene, and it blew my mind.
These motherfuckers are crazy.
Mm. Crazier than comedians.
I think. Because it's the insane thing where comedians, like, people go, "Oh, if you're a comic, you know, coming up, you have a huge ego. You're this and you're that." Which is all true, but in radio, like the people coming up to do radio, those motherfuckers are intense.
And what's your experience been with them? Like, I'd love to hear.
Just because they don't even, like, comics will, if you're starting comedy, you know, and if they might go up to a comic and be like, hey, do you have any tips? Like, I don't know. Like, they're really kind of, like, bashful. Like, or, like, you know, I want to know, but also only if you're willing. People who are coming up, they shake your hand. And like, they tell you everything they've ever done. And they go, how... And they won't even go, like, so, what's your experience? They go, how do I get on Triple J?
Right.
You've got to sit there, like...
They ask that question.
Are these people you're meeting in just, like, a pub?
Yeah.
I mean, right. Like, so, like, maybe someone's on community radio. They've got, like... aspirations for kind of radio.
Yeah, and you got to be like, how did you get on Triple J? Who do you know?
Totally.
Like, let's connect. Let's network right now. And I'm sitting here going like, bro, I don't know you.
Totally. Like,
that's such also, a weird, it is crazy, isn't
it's
it?
Weird to want to be in radio. I mean, it's not weird. I think it's a good thing to do. But I kind of understand how people kind of fall into comedy. And I imagine it's in a similar way for most people.
Yeah.
You just find yourself in social situations. And you're like, my God, I'm getting some laughs here.
Yeah.
I'm being pretty funny and it feels pretty good. I might take this on the road, you know,
and kind of
like institutionalize this in my life a little bit harder. But I feel like for radio, I feel like the big thing would be people saying, you've got a deep, beautiful voice.
Yeah.
Having these headphones on kind of makes, it's the only time I've had that feeling of like, oh, my voice is. Because most of the radio people, their opinions, like particularly like the old school, like your Alan Joneses, John Laws, you know. I don't think this applies to everyone, but a lot of them, like their main thing, a lot of American commentators and stuff, just they have beautiful voices.
Mm.
And then just the sacrifice you make for getting to hear their beautiful dulcet tones is you've got to listen to their opinions. Because a lot of them don't know what they're talking about, but they just sound beautiful. Just, so you just trust them.
Changing radio, though. I honestly, I guess in the 40s, 50s, 60s,
it was maybe, all that.
It was all if you've got a good voice. But now it's like there are some horrific voices.
Oh, it's
on
not
the radio.
As important anymore. But but in terms of why you get into it, like you started in comedy, and then this is a thing where you can kind of that's
and
adjacent
and
to that.
It's kind of hard to tell like a person whose whole thing is. I reckon it'd be so insulting if like your whole thing is like you start. Right.
Yeah.
You want to be on radio. Like you want, because you love, like you're so into the music scene. And then if you come and you ask me and you're like, hey, how did you get there? It's like, well, I did comedy and then I did, I black comedy.
You did a bunch of stuff and then started writing on TV and stuff.
And then an opportunity presented,
But then people thought, this is a charming guy.
Yeah.
And you know what? He probably has the skills to chat on the radio and he'll just figure it out. And they're like, figure it out. I've been studying this shit for 5 years.
And it's like, what do you mean you figure it out? And it's like, and I'm kind of, I'm like, man, I'm still learning. It's like, what do you mean you're still learning on a fucking national syndicated radio?
Yeah. Totally.
It's like, what are you talking about?
I think that is like, I do think that some people are very skilled. Like, I do think a lot of comedians, and obviously there's a lot of crossover. Historically, a lot of comedians end up doing radio, but they kind of, a lot of them end up doing, you know, kind of like, you know, The Drive or The Breakfast Show or shows where they have a bit more kind of license to do, like, you know, topical content. They
can
do comedy. But I do think the skill that a lot of comedians don't have to do, you know, to do like those music news heavy shows or to do it is like that's a skill that I definitely wouldn't have.
Yeah, it's such a crazy thing where like I think for all of us it's like if you do radio you're thinking okay I will do breakfast radio or drive because I feel like that's always been the comics point like you know I mean how many people come up from Triple J like Matt O'Kine, Ballard,
Will
you fucking like all these people that's who you think comics are. The only other comics like you know like Jen like Fricker who was on before me, and you're thinking like how like and you when you're in the studio you're there by yourself you don't even have a producer on lunch so it's just me just doing the whole thing. I remember like I'll credit Lucy Smith like to this where I was having like a bit of a talk with her just going I don't know if I'm fucking like because I know that you guys came up through community like her, Bryce Mills. I think Sally and Erica also did community radio and shit. Like, everyone else has done like community radio. I'm like, you know, kind of like going, I don't know if I'm doing okay. Like, and she goes, like, because you guys have so much more experience. And she was like, yeah, no, but you've been doing comedy for 5 years. That's experience. And I was like, I guess you're right. Like, and
talking under
just,
pressure.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Yeah, and it's like that. That's the craziest thing about like everything.
People
like,
looking at you.
Yeah, like right.
Fucking makes sense.
And that's
you
the main,
asshole.
And that's why comedy is just a little bit more forgiving than. Radio is more forgiving than comedy because sometimes all you have to do on talk break is just make sense.
Mm.
You know? Yeah. And the whole goal is to get people to listen for 15 more minutes.
Mm.
That's all you're doing in talk break.
Yeah, right. You know, just saying, just stay tuned.
If you're teasing a song, mm. or if you're like, you know, like, so if you have, for example, like a, I don't know, like if you got In a Bloom, Rufus to Soul.
Great song.
Great song.
That's a great that's example. That'd be requested song. A lot.
I song. Would yeah. never tease that song.
Yeah.
No, I'd say
I'd give it
no.
compliments. I'd be like, you're a great song. Oh, my Lord, I love you. I love listening to you. I love your name. I would never tease you, my friend. You're one of my favorite songs.
Pop that song at the end. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for that. I'm saying yeah, but I wouldn't have thought about that. That's good stuff.
That's a good, you know,
and you know what? That's coming up, listeners. That's a bit of a tease.
Wait, can you do it, Woodhead?
All right, okay, let's pretend. Give me a song.
In a Bloom by Rufus, right. Yeah.
Well, usually I'd play a little, maybe I might play Grab. Oh, I guess I
but also do it for the end of this podcast.
Ooh. All right. Let me just grab... Just really quickly, I will grab what the hit list of just songs that would come back. I'll give you a freaking tasty...
What?
I'll give you a script.
I was just saying...
It's like, yeah, it's all about talking under pressure. Oh, do you want to do an example?
He's like...
I'm going to find the songs I'm doing the back announce for. Okay.
Sure, okay.
All right. No, I wouldn't start like that. All right, so just pretend we're fading out. So it's like, that was...
Hang on.
Yeah, do something.
That was all the things you said. Oh, you had the fade out.
Oh, mate.
Do it again. Okay,
okay.
I'll show you how to do it.
No, fuck off.
Hey,
he's a
professional.
What was wrong with that? What was that?
All right, okay. So hit it. All the things she said by Tattoo right there. That, why is it cut out?
It's because it's not so glam from a song. Okay. Okay, how about this one?
This is not bad.
That was the Neighbours theme song. I don't know why we're playing it, but hey, you know, just a bit of a funky tune for your Thursday afternoon. It's Dave Woodhead here. Before that, you heard the latest from Chet Faker back after a couple of years. The track was called Low. Also, some Royal Blood in there. Troubles coming. I'll tell you what's also coming. A big, big throwback. One of the biggest songs of the decade, voted by you on the Hottest 100 of the decade. That's right, baby. The Seinfeld theme song. It's coming up for you on Triple J. I think Kings Mills had a stroke. I don't know what's happening. But that's all coming up for you and more right now, though. All the things she said again.
Yes, yeah. We love it.
Dude, that was...
Oh, what a masterclass.
That was professional stuff.
In
oh, I mean, you know.
I mean, get your hands off that fucking desk, mate. Maybe that's another thing you could do. That was great. That was so...
Yeah, that was good stuff. The,
you know, I know Woodhead as, you know, my friend Woodhead. And then you see him switch.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah,
and
he becomes Radio Woodhead.
Oh, your eyes glazed over. You became like a different man. I didn't recognize you there for a second. Baby. Exactly. My goodness.
It was good.
You know an industry similar to radio who kind of like resent comedians for kind of being picked up and then put into their jobs?
Yeah.
I feel like a similar industry that would also resent it, children's authors.
Yeah, that's very true. A
lot of comedians writing children's books.
It's like on a fucking whim.
I think comedians, this is the vibe I've gotten, is that comedians seem to hate other comedians for writing kids' books.
Mm.
And I reckon... And kids' authors would also hate comedians.
Oh, totally.
So no one wants these comedians to be writing kids' books. There's no demand. Everyone in the industry... Well, I mean, maybe there's
some... Maybe
books.
Some of these kids. You're saying these kids love Husey. Maybe they'd love, you know, an elephant that was purple that Husey came up with.
I mean, that's... Yeah, totally. I mean, who's got one at the moment?
I actually don't know.
Peter Helly's got one. Matt.
Oh, yeah.
Matt just did one.
Matt's doing an album.
An album. Yeah, see, that's all right. I got a lot of time for that.
With KLP, who is just KLP.
She's a DJ, right?
She's a singer, I think.
Oh, okay.
I think she's also... She just put out a song with this other dude called Stace Cadets called Energy.
Stace Cadets.
I know that. I've heard that song.
Yeah, and it was a really...
It was a hit.
This is no inside
information. You're not
on
radio now, man.
No, I'm just saying, like, no inside information, but people are kind of like, I don't know, tipping it like to place really high in Oz 100.
You're saying she could win the Hottest Matt O'Kine's Kids Radio?
No, not this, not that, not.
Oh, okay, yeah, but, okay.
KLP Stace Cadet could. With Stace Cadet, whatever his name is.
Stace Cadet, that's a nightmare to say. I'm sorry. I see what they're doing, and I think they're subverting something, and I think that's very cool.
I interviewed him for the Friday mix, and yeah, it was like the whole time. It was like, hey, so we have Space Cadet. Sorry, man, I'll take another take on that. Stace Cadets,
coming up after that, the new track by Red Leather, Yellow Leather, Red Leather, Yellow Leather.
And after that, Peter
Rippin' track.
Was it Peter Piper? Peter Piper picked a pepper.
Yeah,
and maybe Lady might get a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood. I don't know.
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah, that would be one hell of a show. that would be.
This is all fucking spiraling, this podcast.
I mean, that's doing all right. I feel like, we're hitting our straps. We've got another 2.5 hours to go. Did we tell you how long it goes for?
No, I'm here for the journey.
We do a long time. We had the magic show go pushed back to 6 weeks.
6 weeks from now.
So we got a lot of time.
It's a big show.
Yeah.
I was so excited.
Yeah. It would have been a dream.
We were going to a magic show tonight and it got cancelled. And so we did a podcast instead.
It's so annoying.
Which was just as magical.
I mean, it's been pretty good.
It's been pretty magical. Mm. It's like, but it was really big because when I saw you on Wednesday, it was like, I think the first thing you said was like, you still came for that magic show? I'm like, yeah, brother.
Yeah. This is what it is. And I do think I want to talk about this at length in some form, maybe in stand up, but I set up a group chat.
Mm.
I invited, I reckon, 12 people, and at one point, everyone had pulled out. Everyone had,
no, that's everyone not true. I said keen. I was keen.
Tom, you and two me. Were the it's only
two. Yeah, you bloody boys.
And I watched everyone just...
There was a lot of...
Yeah.
Everyone was so keen, and then I just watched everyone just be like, oh, actually, I can't come.
We some were laughing about, though, someone... Because I feel like there was a lot of consensus about people who were going.
Yes.
Some people probably didn't reply in the thread. My girlfriend, for example, who like I knew was coming and probably told you separately, but not much vocal support in the thread. You know what I mean? Like that wouldn't have gone astray.
Yeah.
But then someone said that they couldn't make it.
And then there was
no reply to that. And earlier in the week, me and Woodhead were like, oh, that's like they kind of got owned. Like they were expecting... Potentially more like, oh, please come or something. But like they're being ignored, like because everyone's still going. This is still a hot thing. Everyone's going.
Yeah.
But then it did follow. I feel like
someone asked me to be added into the chat. I added her in, and then she pulled out. Like
that's crazy.
It was like I've never experienced anything like it. It was
please let me in, and then they get a vibe,
and then the walls just crumbled down till it was left with us three.
And it's so like. Annoying when you've set something up and you go, this is it, and you think it's the hot commodity. This is the
hot ticket. Because when I set it up,
everyone was
in, and I was like, you've done it, Taunton.
Yeah.
You're bringing people together. They,
yeah, exactly.
And in my head, it's like I'm flashing forward to me being the most, I'm like dancing around the bar with drinks. I'm the most social guy in the world.
And it was like a few different groups kind of all bonding together,
exactly.
Like some of the different mates, all kind of meeting for the first time, and you were facilitating that.
And then it just, went
can I say
up.
I think it was the end product and maybe the price that did the trick as opposed to you. I don't think you should take it personally, but
yeah,
it couldn't have been easy. The other thing that happened to me in that is because we were going to a magic show in this thread, and a few people made a few jokes, the magic based puns, and I tried to think of one based on sawing a woman in half, and I didn't think about it for very long. I'm like, oh, that's a magic thing. What's the pun with that? And I said, leave the better half at home and then get sawn in half at the show. That was my joke.
It's pretty good, I think.
Okay.
Not bad. Got, a laugh react or two.
Yeah, a few thumbs up.
And moved on with my life until, a few hours later, I think it was, that afternoon, my girlfriend's like, oh, what are you doing on Saturday? Or next Saturday, I'm like, oh, I'll come to this show and like get added into the group. And she was added in. And then I'm like, oh, no, she's going to scroll
did
up.
Did she
and...
see the joke?
Yeah. Well, I had to flag it before she did. I'm like, oh, I made a joke about the better half. it was actually just a pun. It wasn't it was just trying to be about magic. I didn't mean anything by it.
She would be so used to that with you, though. I think like she'd be like, oh, whatever.
Well, I feel like that's getting in front of it is the move.
Yeah, definitely.
And make it a bigger deal than it is so people don't read it. Because that wouldn't be good because if you get added, you can scroll up and then see what's happening. And if they're trashing you, that's not a good feeling.
Yeah.
But have you guys ever had anyone just not turn up to your plans or just you organise something and then everyone bails?
Yeah. I've sure that's happened to me. Like, I don't know.
It's made me kind of never want to try again.
Yeah.
Because so much of my life, I'm quite a social person. And I feel like I have quite a few friends. But I'm always popping in and things just seem to happen.
Yes.
And, very rarely do I organize something quite big.
It is actually.
And it just blew up in my face.
It is So I think something to remember is it's more of like an emotional putting yourself out there to the person doing it than the other people realize, I think, often. As someone who hosted a party the other week.
That is true.
Yeah. I was kind of, I mean, partly because I think with COVID, like, you're not used to it. I was quite stressed the whole time. Like, it wasn't as fun as I kind of remembered.
Parties aren't fun. Parties, no, like, when you host it, it's kind of,
it's
like,
scary. You're just worried about everyone.
I had one for, like, in Feb, for my birthday. And it became a thing of now, like, you would, because you're trying to get drunk and have a good time too. But then you're the first person, because I was living by myself too, so there was not even anyone else who could facilitate an answer. So if anyone had a problem, like if they needed a toilet,
totally,
if they needed this and they needed that, it was all up to,
Totally. Yeah.
But then also you're looking around and like at a normal event, you'd be like, oh, look, that's a friend of mine. I might go talk to them, you know?
Yeah.
But in this case, you're like, oh, are they enjoying themselves? Oh, no. What if they look a bit bored or something? It's like, actually not your problem. Like, it's kind of, it's at some point, the responsibility kind of hands over to them. But you feel, but if you're at a thing where you didn't organize it, you kind of just like accidentally wandered into.
Through.
You're just like, oh, my God. Someone's having to do that. Emotional labor, I'd call it.
It definitely is emotional labor.
I've had a really, this is like kind of peak COVID. This would never happen outside of COVID.
Okay.
This story of like, it was almost betrayal.
You organized to get a COVID.
Can I say it? This is a tease. This is a tease and a half. My God.
Song will be right back.
Betrayal. Up after the break.
What happened was that. So there was this girl. Love everyone in the story very much dearly. Maria, who was working at Triple J for a little while, and then she was leaving, contract ended, and she was leaving on the Friday. So we would, like, because she was always hanging back after my show, so I said, we should do drinks, get the whole station involved. Let's have some, like, drinks.
Yeah.
And then she'd go, okay, never would pick a place, never would pick a time. Ooh, yeah.
It's tough.
And then I was like, but she still wanted to do it. So on the Friday... Oh, no, on Thursday, she was like, I was like, if you just pick a place, I will book it. Like, I will book this for you. Because I just could, like, and
so
I love
this
it.
This is COVID times. You've got to make a reservation.
You've got to make a reservation.
Yeah.
And then she was like, no, I'm like, well, you don't think I can book a place? And then the next day on Friday afternoon, like at 5:30, not 5, probably 4, she goes, can you call someone? Like, call the Imperial. That's where we're going.
So she hasn't made the booking?
No. So I call the Imperial. I'm like, hi, we're looking for a table at 6:30. They're like, yeah, no worries. All good. The only thing that I was asking, now that I was like, all right, I booked the table. I understand it's her party, but I booked the table. I'm bringing a girl that I was seeing and mate Jack. That was the two things. So I'm bringing three people. I booked the table, though.
And you bring three people. That's so much.
And you told her
but
that?
This was the deal.
Yeah.
I bring three people.
You said that
two,
to her?
Oh, two is three, including me. Yeah. So I have 7 people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She starts inviting people willy-nilly.
Yeah.
Just being like, come. Oh,
she doesn't respect the COVID booking.
How big is the booking for, sorry? 10.
10.
Okay.
It's the most you can have.
Yeah.
We end up inviting 12 people.
Oh, my God.
But people are coming in, like, they come for a bit, then they leave. It was all the, everyone's fucking, like, got different plans on because we've left until Friday. Ends up 12 people. Me, friend Jack, girl I've seen, we go sit at a different table.
And you made the booking. That's, I made the booking. That's crazy.
I feel like you have to approach the people that own the pub and be like, they need to all leave.
Yeah, everyone needs to leave.
Different table. The others are having a great time. You're there with this girl you like and your best friend. Sounds awful.
Well, that links into what I was going to say about the predicament you're in because it resonates with me. I empathize with you. But I feel like the move usually, which is what I was trying to do in the thread, of just like, I'm in.
I loved what you were doing. Your vibe kept it together, to be honest.
It's just like there's consistency to this. As long as you get it, that's why I think like, but before you do anything, you kind of just get a few people locked in privately.
Yes.
And yeah, then knowing that. And then like, look, worst case, it's just like, yeah, worst case, it was going to be us. That's a good
which
night.
Which is almost and better.
The plan that you had, there were other people that kind of, yeah, could have met for the first time. It could have been this fun thing, you know, but like everyone's got a lot of stuff on. That's like the dream. But then the worst case, yeah, like, I mean, in this case, it didn't go ahead for other reasons. But we were ready.
We were ready to go.
We were absolutely
ready. But yeah, it's all about locking in a few people that you'd be happy to spend a night with, like your who you were seeing and your mate Jack. And then you pretend not to expect any more than that.
And no, but I kind of ruined it for the table separately. But
what,
for
what
the,
did you?
The girl,
did you feel offended, by the way, having to move to the other table?
The most annoying thing, because what happened was that a couple of people showed up while I was out. Like, I was like, had to take a phone call.
Okay.
So when I came back, I was like, hey, where's Jack? Where's the girl? Now, this is.
Were they already there at this stage? Or?
Yeah, so the people who came in while I was on the phone.
But was the girl you were seeing and Jack already
there
when you left?
Okay. They were already there. So I go, where's Jack?
You get back, they're gone.
And they were like, I think they're sitting over there. And I was like, why are they sitting over there? Go up and I'm like, what's happening? And they go, oh, well, these people show up. By the way, my friend and girl,
and they were just nice
and
kind of volunteered to see.
They were my ground.
They were the odd ones.
They didn't know anyone there.
Can I say, though?
So it kind of was the thing, like, now
I feel like we've
back,
got two villains in this piece. Nothing worse than when you pop out and you come back and your friend hasn't been, like, ballsy enough to hold your seats. Like, in a... Particularly in like at a gig or something.
But I do feel
this isn't the same
people.
No, they were just trying to be nice. I'm not saying it, but it is.
And no one was wrong, because it's kind of like the thing of like, you wouldn't... When the people who showed up was involved more than...
No, but I think the real wrong person is the person who it was about. She overbooked and was flippant about the COVID booking when it's not a flippant world.
I had no time for her. She should have booked two tables.
Mm. Yeah, and well, what... And this could have... I was trying to sort this out on Tuesday.
Mm. And this is Maria.
Yeah, I love Maria.
I mean, you might love her, but I don't love, you know, some of her kind of social work.
But what was kind of... Okay,
she could improve it.
What was done was done.
Yes.
So we could have just kept enjoying the night. But this
I mean, you're saying what's done is done, but you also described it as betrayal earlier.
Mate, I don't know why you had to make the booking.
Yeah. Well, he's just trying to be nice.
I know, but why did it come to, like, you're mentioning, and then at Friday she turns to you and she's like, please make the booking.
Brother,
she could pick up the phone.
I don't know. This is what happened. But then, this is where I fucked up, was that when we got to the table, I'm sitting there, Jack, girl, and I'm thinking, I'm being a cunt the whole time. I'm thinking...
Because you're angry at Maria.
Not Maria. I'm angry at the whole table. Because I'm a bit drunk as well. And I'm a bit like, this is personal. And I was thinking, what I'm going to do on Monday. I'm going to go in. Am I going to kick up a stink? What am I going to do?
Yeah, right.
Hasn't she left the workplace?
They're fucking... Well, the rest
but the other ones are still from the workplace.
Oh, there's some other workplace people. Oh, you're going to kick up... What would that look like? You get in,
I know.
Like,
and I'm just thinking, I'm like, what am I...
Oh, my God. So Jack and this girl, you're sitting there chatting and you're just thinking about revenge.
I was in a bad...
Like,
I was
take the,
I was a
take
bit,
the legs off their chairs.
I was just a bit annoyed.
Exactly.
From separate...
I'm going to cancel them.
none
of you say a welcome to country.
So Hing was there and then you're like, I'll get him.
Yes.
I was like, I'm going to glass Hing. I think I got a glass. No, Hing Hobbit went there. But I don't know. I was a bit annoyed just from separate things. It wasn't even had to do with the situation. But I was just... But you know when you like realize I'm being a dick now? Like when you
never
sit there
and thinking bad. I've heard some people have some self-reflection.
I've seen movies where people do immoral things.
I'm generally in the right.
I just choose to do the right thing every time I'm faced with a dilemma.
And it makes things so much easier.
Yeah, because you don't have these kinds of faults.
Sounds a guilty conscience, right?
Yeah. Big time.
No,
you know what?
A thing that really
does annoy me in adult life that kind of shouldn't, because I feel like some things that annoy you as a child, you grow out of, and then you kind of feel like an adult because you're like, oh, that used to bother me, but it doesn't really bother me anymore. But something that still bothers me that I get a bit antsy about is, leaving a kind of social setting and having your seat taken, and people do it. Particularly if they're at a shitty seat at a dinner or something when they're on and they like steal it and they know what they're fucking doing. They're stealing your seat to be
We've
in a
all
cooler
done
spot.
It. I've done it.
But like, I mean, it depends on the time how appropriate it is. But when you get back and you're like, oh, come on, man. Like that was my... And they look at you like that's a very childish thing to care about. Like, yeah, we're all adults here. It's like, but you're the fucking childish one who did the childish. And I know what you want. You're doing the good seat. You just want to sit next to a cool person or something. Like, you're in year seven. Don't act like I'm the childish one.
It annoys me because I often go to great lengths early to get a good seat.
Mm.
Whether it be a dinner, we get to the pub, I try to position myself. I try to think it out before I get there. Mm. So then if someone does move in, I'm like, no, I did the hard work.
Totally.
Don't then try to take that off me.
And that's why taking phone calls and pissing, two things that you're in love with.
You're obsessed with taking calls.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I don't take
it. You're probably taking the call from Tommy Pisspants, your favorite comedian. Hello, just checking in. You got any new bits for me? Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're shitting now. I love that.
Oh, my God. That's so good for you. That's next year's show.
The only time I would take a urinal is when I'm on the phone. Coming. That's how you know you're powerful.
Oh, my God.
And then you stand right next to the guy.
While
they're pissing and you're talking.
And you're like, yeah, mate. I'm just in the urinal. Guy next to me.
Idiot.
Dick.
Yes, exactly. Smaller than I ever thought, man. We were talking about it before, but wow.
Too small. Should we wrap it up?
We've done pretty well.
We've done a fair amount of time. Do you want to end big, Woodhead? Have you got a riff to end us on? Come on.
I feel like the whole table part didn't really kick as much as I thought it was going to do.
I liked it. I thought it was good. You know, it was great.
No, but like moral quandaries are like, you know, it's not all about laughs. It's about intrigue as well.
And I have
I love this podcast.
I have no bit
Me too.
Of,
I've really enjoyed, like really enjoyed it.
You enjoyed it?
It's been
this
good.
This has been one of the best ones we've done in a good while.
I think, yeah, we've had some stinkers. Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
All
right, well.
No, we've had good ones and this has been even better.
It's all been stinkers since Ep 1. Ep 1, we did well.
This is the fucking first one we've enjoyed for months, mate.
We did this.
Thank you so much.
This is going to get us up the rankings.
Thank you so much.
But have you got a riff?
Can you Instagram this?
I'll give it a Instagram share.
What about this? I've got a joke.
And by Instagram, I mean message to Soren.
I like that this is the way to get Soren on the podcast.
Mm.
Woodhead, like, you have to go through me.
You got to talk to... Yeah, exactly. I've got a joke.
Oh, here we are.
Okay, so I'll give you some background context first.
Sure.
I thought I was going deaf this week. I was telling you about this, Tom. And couldn't hear all week in the left side of my ear. Went to the doctor, and then he put, like, this small kind of high-pressure gurney in my ear and just flushed it out, and all this gunk. Like, it was pretty gross stuff, but it's like my hearing is now... unbelievable. Like, I've never heard like this before. Like, this podcast sounds incredible through my ears right now. Anyway, but the night before I was doing stand up and it was so hard because I couldn't hear, like, I couldn't really hear the laughter. So this is a joke. So that's the setup. Here we go.
Yep.
So, not the setup. That's just some background context.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I go to the doctor the other day and I feel like I'm going deaf. I can't hear out of my ear. And I said, Doc, my ear, I'm deaf. I can't hear. I'm a stand up comedian. I need to hear the audience. Last night I was doing stand up. I couldn't hear a thing. And the doc says, I've seen some of your act, mate. Your ears are fine.
Yeah, that's good.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's like the opposite of the clown Pagliacelli or whatever. It's like,
yeah,
mate, I was at the show.
You're not funny.
Exactly. But then he comes a month later and he's like, there's one bit that I do like. That's a bit about me.
The bit about the dog.
Kind of weirdly, I was... Like a true story about this.
So we're gonna. Is it good enough to end on?
Yeah, I kind of think so. Okay, let's do it. Okay. So, I think it was the first ever hour I was doing is at the Darwin Fringe.
Hour of comedy. You've done many hours previously.
Just clocking them in.
So at the Darwin Fringe Festival.
Yeah, the Darwin Fringe, the very prestigious festival.
I'd love to get up there for the... Oh, no, I'm thinking of the Darwin Festival.
This is Darwin Fringe
Festival. Oh, they're different, are they?
Yeah, so the Darwin Festival, you have to be...
That rips, doesn't it? That's like an...
Apparently,
awesome,
yeah.
But you can't get up there? You're a Darwin boy.
I know. The fucking lack of respect I get from that city, I swear to God.
it is a crazy city.
It is crazy how they don't give a fuck about me.
Like, that's not what we meant.
No, if
we meant the weather, but yeah.
If at the edge, if
you're talking about the weather or not the book.
It's so funny you're dirty on Darwin. I love that.
If at the edge of the cliff, it was me and Jessica Malboy, and they could only save one. Oh,
just, if you're just, man, I would push you to save Jessica. I love Jessica Malboy.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's like a national icon.
If it was me or Trev the Trash Man, they'd pick me.
I don't know.
Oh, no, they'd pick Trev.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, you don't know. I'll tell you who Trev the Trash Man is.
Yeah.
He's a guy who's become famous in Darwin because he collects trash and makes little sculptures on the side of the road for people to, for the garbage men to collect.
Oh, yeah.
And the council tries to offer him money. They're like, you're cleaning all this rubbish from the streets. Let us give you money.
Yeah.
And he goes, no, I'm doing this for God. And they were like, fuck. Like, all right, fuck.
For Jesus. God?
Yeah.
They're like,
yeah,
that man. Came out of nowhere.
They're just like, well, yeah, man, like, as long as he's paying you, keep doing it.
And wow, we got off with a hot one there, boys.
And then...
just wanted to give him $30.
They're like, we should try to pay God for other things.
And then he tried to run for mayor.
Oh, right. I love that, yeah.
Vote won the trash man.
How'd he go?
Oh, fuck. He nearly got there. Like,
really?
He nearly did. Like, Darwin nearly had a homeless person.
He actually was homeless.
Oh, well, he's got to take the cash. What's he doing?
Look, I don't want to question him. I've seen him.
Would he be homeless if he
He's yelled
was
at
mayor?
Me.
What did he say?
I think he called me a fat cunt or something.
You don't even remember.
I love this guy.
You're like probably one of the classics.
This guy obsessed with God, but he's also calling people fat cunts when he sees them.
Exactly what denomination.
Who's your God, dude?
Okay. But, alright, so all right,
this is it.
I'm doing this hour, and it was like a run.
Mm.
And I think it was the last night show, so I think I did 3 shows. And at the end of it, I don't know what happened, but I went to the bathroom and I felt like all these things crawling up inside, like my back.
Oh,
like it was like crawling.
But is this kind of normal in Darwin? There's a lot of creepy crawlers.
No,
up there.
But it was like my whole back, like skin was crawling.
What? Oh,
and then I saw like my part was like, and then like my left side was.
You're like it's a heart attack.
I'm like, I'm having a fucking heart attack right now.
Oh my God!
And I was like, I went out to my friend. And I was like, bro, I need to go to the hospital. Like, I'm fucking about to die.
Yeah.
For real. And then Trev, the trash mechanic, said, you're a fat cunt. No.
And you're like, it's gone away.
Okay. It's like the hiccups. You just need to be scared out of it.
No, so I go to... And he goes, yeah. So we go to the hospital. And,
shit.
Yeah, I went to the hospital.
And you finished the show?
Yeah, yeah.
And how'd it go? A few laughs?
Some good laughs, actually.
Yeah.
I had a great... I generally, like...
Ambo's cacking themselves.
I genuinely recommend going doing Darwin Fringe.
Oh yeah, yeah, awesome. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
they're like stat. You're like, oh, one out of one guys is about to have a heart attack. That's the stat for you.
So I go in and I'm waiting. Like, you know, they will give me say you're having a heart attack. They like treat it very seriously. So they strap me up with all the things. Never done this before, and I was like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Going on here, and then and it was like a nurse, it was a male nurse, leaves, come in, and it's like it's a very attractive woman, the doctor, and she goes, ah, so we've looked, no signs of heart attacks. It's like, oh, okay, it's like, do you reckon what's happening? I was like, I don't know, I'm just doing a show. She goes, okay, look, pretty much what we think this is, you have high, you know, like heart. Whatever beats or whatever the fuck, it's like you're probably having a panic attack.
Yeah,
like
of course.
Huge like anxiety, and I've been pretty anxious. Like I was really nervous. I didn't like get much sleep.
Yeah.
Abusing caffeine and shit. So I was probably like having an actual panic attack, and I was like, oh, okay, cool. And she goes, also, are you a stand-up comedian? I was like, yeah. She goes, I saw your show last night.
Like, the doctor did.
Yeah.
The hot doctor. Did.
Yeah, the hot doctor. I was like, oh, cool. And she goes, you do your show tonight? I was like. Yeah, yeah. And she goes, how did it go? How the fuck do you think it went?
You're in the ER.
I think I'm going to fucking die, lady.
Yeah, it went great. Yeah, 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 yeah.
That's the best.
That's very good stuff. Yeah. Yeah, well, dude, thanks for doing the pod.
Oh, no, appreciate it, boys.
Plug your Insta.
Dave. Dave A. Woodhead. That's D-A-V-E-A, the letter, and Woodhead, W-O-O-D-H-E-A-D.
And can you now say, coming up, this is In a Bloom by Rufus.
All right. What's the... Is it good stuff?
Is it good stuff? Yeah.
Ah, that was the good stuff with Torrance and Cashman there. They had their guest, Dave Woodhead, a really cool dude, Triple J. coming up now, In a Bloom by Rufus DeSoul. Get into it. You're on Triple J, Dave Woodhead. Fade it in, though. You got to fade it in.
Oh, I'm faded in.